mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
TGIF, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 25th day of February, 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, wide open phones. We've also got a guest coming on who was fired after he refused a thumb scan. He'd worked there for 10 years, 7 years as a manager. For religious reasons, said no, and they said, you're out the door. Also, interesting video clip that surfaced, and I remember actually even seeing this that morning. CNN reported no plane hit the Pentagon, and I have the video clip here. We're going to be playing the audio coming up in the next segment. CNN reported no plane hit the Pentagon. We've got the shockwave video file of a clip from CNN coverage on the morning of 9/11. CNN reporter Jamie McIntyre says he inspected the Pentagon site, and it is obvious that no plane crashed there. Jamie McIntyre, from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that was crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you can pick it up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. And it goes on and on. So we're going to be playing that clip coming up. And this is why people have questions. You've got a small hole in the side, a little black hole. Later, from fire, a larger section collapsed, but that was it. And on top of this, we have the government's own envoy in the Toronto Star yesterday telling the Canadians, hey, you sent your general ordered our aircraft up to go shoot down the plane in Pennsylvania going for the Capitol. We've got Rumsfeld twice saying they shot Flight 93 down. So all we're doing is looking at what they say and what they do and what they report. And this isn't on the day of 9/11. I mean, they're saying this now. And we have to look at it, especially when you add all the other pieces of evidence together. Here's some of the other news that's coming up. I saw Americans kill terror suspect, says Guantanamo Britain, who's now been released. Killing people. Yes, all those supposed suicides. And as I mentioned, quick trip policy points to dismissal. Johnny Attaway, a listener of ours to KCXL in Kansas City, enjoyed working for Quick Trip Corps for 12 years, 7 as a manager, the last 4 at the store on East U.S. 24 in Independence. Tuesday was Attaway's last day at work because they want him to thumbprint to clock in and out. Also coming up, in a court ruling, a teenager who unsuccessfully blamed Zoloft for slaying his grandparents never should have been tried as an adult and should have had his 30-year prison sentence cut to probation, his lawyers argued. Defense attorney Andy Vickery argued in a motion filed Wednesday that trying Christopher Pittman as an adult for a crime committed when he was 12 violated the Constitution's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, and is still arguing that Zoloft caused it. So we'll get to that. Dramatic increase in overdoses linked to antidepressants. This out of the Independent. Also, CCTV does not reduce crime. Major study. Well, no kidding. And we'll cover that as well. And unmanned helicopters to be used for surveillance. This out of the Tampa Bay News. Putin loses his smile after a lecture from Bush on democracy. That's more WWF staged fighting. There is just so much more. And details of all we just mentioned coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Be sure and check them all out today. We'll be back after this quick break.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour of this Friday edition, second segment. I was on NPR yesterday. It's that show on the media that airs throughout the weekend. I've heard it before. It's a highly produced program. And I'm sitting there debating the editor of Popular Mechanics about their hit piece concerning those that have been questioning the official story of 9/11. And every time I tried to bring up substantive issues, they were basically saying, hey, we're not here to debate the facts, we're just here to talk about the alternative media and to see if you guys are doing a good job or not, and, you know, is this a good thing you're doing? And so they interviewed me for about 30 minutes, and it'll end up being 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll see what happens. But they kept asking, well, you know, why do you guys question all this? Why do you guys not believe the official story? And I kept saying, everything they've told us about the official story, over and over and over again, has turned out to be outright lies. It's not just like the government accidentally told us a bunch of falsehoods concerning September 11th. They specifically have lied and covered up on over 100 different points. over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, take Rumsfeld. Twice he has said that they shot Flight 93 down. And he never corrects that. He never backs off of that. The press never says, what do you mean? Other public officials all over TV have said, oh yeah, we shot Flight 93 down. The former governor of Massachusetts, who's now the head U.S. envoy to Canada, told the Toronto Star 2 days ago, it was in the paper yesterday, that, well, yeah, it was a Canadian general in control of NORAD who launched F-16s to go shoot down Flight 93. Now, that's 3.5 years later, almost 3.5 years later, they're still saying that, and then we go, well, what do you mean about this? They won't comment. It's like Larry Silverstein getting up on PBS and saying, well, we blew up Building 7. Yeah, we gave the order and pulled it down, and then you got all the other witnesses and the evidence, and but still, we're supposed to ignore that. But just outright lying, it turns out the White House had specific CIA threat assessments. There's a plan to hijack jets and fly them into the World Trade Center in the next month. All this stuff is happening. 2 days before, Rice gets another memo, they have a meeting about it in the White House, and then they get up on TV and say, we'd never heard of such a plan, and anybody who says we'd heard of it, it's just preposterous, and Bush says it over and over again. And you're asking, well, if the government did it, Alex, or if a criminal element did it, why would they even be passing memos around? Because most of the CIA and the FBI aren't bad people. The Defense Intelligence Agency isn't bad. They were getting all this chatter from the build-up to the actual orchestrated events, and they were trying to stop it. And so that's why there's so many questions about 9/11, because, they admit public officials, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mayor Willie Brown, John Ashcroft, Salman Rushdie, they all got calls and all got told, don't fly to New York on September 11th in the days, or in the case of Ashcroft and Rushdie, in the weeks before 9/11. Specific stuff with the case of Brown and high-level Pentagon staff, just don't fly there tomorrow. Don't do it. And, you know, I don't knock people who spend most of their time focusing on the Pentagon and did a plane hit it or didn't it. I don't knock people who spend their time talking about any 9/11 issue. All of us have a right to look at it and to talk about it and to debate it and to discuss it, and I think it's healthy. I personally have not focused on the Pentagon. I mean, I probably had 10 guests on over the years and posted hundreds of articles, but in the aggregate, it's probably 5% of what I focused on, because you really can't prove it one way or the other. It's pretty clear the official story is a fraud. Eyewitnesses said they saw a small plane or missile or drone. But the government loves it because you can't prove it one way or the other. It's just an endless debate. What we can prove is public officials were warned not to fly to New York. There was CIA insider trading. Bin Laden is CIA. The CIA did sign a deal with Pakistan to protect Bin Laden. FBI agents have gone public. All of that is provable, demonstrable. There were bombs in those buildings. They were blown up. They did say they blew up Building 7. On and on and on and on and on and on. That's all admitted. That's all real. That's all substantive. But people ask, where do these stories start? The first reports were the Pentagon had been hit by a bomb. Because everybody that saw it just saw a white hot explosion, a big white blast. We've got that little surveillance camera video. No plane. No nothing, just a white hot flash. Folks, a plane flying into something, you don't have a white hot flash. You have a big red-orange fireball. It's a cool fire. Only with cruise missiles and explosives do you have a white-hot flash. It's just that simple. I mean, it was a white flash. And a few government employees and a few high-level media people, and again, how many media people are CIA, folks? Thousands are on government payroll. Hundreds are CIA. A few media people go, oh, yeah, I saw a passenger jet. But police and other witnesses said, I saw a missile. I saw it like a cruise missile, a drone. And then you get a clip like this. CNN reported no plane hit the Pentagon. And I had other tapes, other clips, other video clips, other newscasts. I'd never seen this. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And, folks, here is that clip. Go ahead and hit it.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed. That didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened enough that all of the floors collapsed.
Now, that's Jamie McIntyre, senior correspondent. They're on the ground, standing about 200 yards away. And again, folks, we have the photographs. There's like this 14, some say 16-foot hole in the building with a blast, black blast points around it, the classical signature of something going through, penetrating, and then exploding outward. And then now there's a photo or two of maybe a 2-foot-long piece of aluminum with some red, white, and blue on it. Oh, look, it's American Airlines. But people wonder where these stories come from. It's stuff like that. Look, Flight 93, the state police and others said F-16s were chasing it. Other witnesses said they saw missiles fired. It explodes. You've got an engine 8 miles away, all blown open like a mushroom where the missiles, you know, would go in. You've got this classical, you know, this classical engine looks like a missile hit it. And you've got debris spread over 8 miles, and they claim, oh, no, the plane hole in one piece just plowed into the ground. And then Rumsfeld slips up twice and says, well, when we shot it down, we shot Flight 93 down, and now his envoy says it to the Canadian government, and we're supposed to just ignore all of this. I mean, they can't even get their story straight. And then they're so arrogant, people like Buzzy Krongard, and the CIA insider trading got tracked back to him, number three man at the CIA, he says, don't worry about bin Laden. We don't want to capture him. And Bush says, I'm not worried about bin Laden. I don't want to capture bin Laden. We're not worried about bin Laden anymore. Oh, no, he's no problem. I mean, just all of this. And then I'm finishing up the film Martial Law, and I was adding some other articles where generals and colonels would arrest thousands of al-Qaeda, and they'd be ordered to release them. They'd arrest the head Taliban general, and the CIA would say, release them. And they all flew out to safety. But I mean, I don't just have the articles about the airlift of evil. I've even dug out all the other articles that I've kind of forgotten about in the last 3 years, where special forces colonels were going, man, I had them all cornered, and then 50 black helicopters landed. This is colonels, you know, in the major newspaper. And black helicopters landed, and U.S. helicopters, and flew them all away. The Russians couldn't win that war in almost 8 years. But our government, once the troops were on the ground and in place, in 3 weeks won the war. Because it was staged, ladies and gentlemen. The Arab fighters sat back in the third ring of emplacements in the major cities they controlled. They put young men and old men, conscripts, in the front line, which our government bombarded. And remember, they wouldn't bombard the main Taliban and Arab fighter strongholds. Remember that? The Northern Alliance said, why won't you bombard them? And then all of a sudden, aircraft landed and helicopters landed and loaded all the al-Qaeda up and flew them up. And then, oh, the whole place fell. And our government marched in and arrested 15-year-old boys and 78-year-old men and marched them off and put them on planes and flew them to Guantanamo Bay for hellish torture and execution and just absolute brutalization. Oh, yeah, I got articles today about them torturing them to death. So that's a staged event. It's staged. Totally staged. Didn't you know that our government created the Taliban and al-Qaeda? Didn't you know that they were our big allies in the 80s? And that was all set up. It was all scripted. It was a movie. A production. Huge, elaborate mind control operation. We'll be back with your calls, a bunch of other news items. We'll play that scene in a clip as well again.
Hi, this is Tasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dad, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.LifeWavePromotions.com. Again, your free sample at LifeWavePromotions.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Friday edition. Coming up in the next segment, your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any news item, any topic you wish to discuss will get you up and on the air. What do you think about this CNN clip that we just played earlier? I want to play that one more time. This is Jamie McIntyre there at the Pentagon site, and this is after it had burned and part of the roof had collapsed. This is what Jamie McIntyre had to say about it.
from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed. That didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened enough that all of the floors collapsed.
There is no indication that the entire plane hit the building, because there would be large chunks of it. I mean, think about it. This huge aircraft hits, and it all goes into this 14, or depending on who you talk to, 16-foot hole. It just all disappears, and then later there's a few little, you know, 2-foot-long pieces that look like American Airlines, and then others have looked at some of the plane parts that were photographed by the media, and they're parts of what looks like a Thunder Chief, a Vietnam-era 2-seater fighter bomber, which they admittedly use for drone aircraft practice. Load that sucker up with explosives. Who knows, my friends? That's why it's really still a mystery. But interesting clip nonetheless. I saw Americans kill terror suspects, say Guantanamo Britain, London Independent. One of the four Britons released from Guantanamo Bay last month said he was tortured by the Americans at a separate holding camp. That's the CIA camp within the camp. And spent many hours trussed like an animal with a bag over his head. Well, they admit somebody just died after being hung up all day. Mozam Beg, 37, who was released by the Metropolitan Police without charge and reunited with his wife and four children, after 3 years imprisonment, also accuses American captors of beating two detainees to death at the Bagram Air Base near Kabul in Afghanistan. In his first interview since his release, he told Channel 4 News he witnessed two people getting beaten so badly that he believes it caused their deaths. In February of 2003, Mr. Beg was transferred from Bagram to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The former law student and bookshop owner from the Birmingham joined hundreds of other unlawful combatants shackled and dressed in orange jumpsuits, then held without charge, trial, or access to lawyers. For much of his detention, he was in solitary confinement, often exposed to extreme weather and deprived of basic necessities. Last night, he said he was interviewed at Guantanamo by U.S. security officers who asked him to identify the guards in the alleged beatings. He told Channel 4, "I saw one body actually being carried away, and the other one, I wasn't sure whether he had been killed, but the photographs the American intelligence officials had brought confirmed the person had been killed." And he called it a torturous experience. And folks, again, the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda were flown out to safety. They work for the globalists. They've always worked for the globalists. They're protected. So you hear these neocons going, "Man, these are terrorists who attacked us. We don't need to follow rules. Let's torture them." Even if they were real terrorists, you don't become the terrorist to fight the terrorist, because then your government becomes the terrorist. That's more dangerous, to have your government behaving like this, than some people in a cave. But then when you realize in a three-dimensional view of this that it's all a fraud, it's even worse. It's even worse. It is a fraud. I mean, the number three man at the CIA says they let bin Laden go free. Well, we knew this 3.5 years ago. Generals and colonels have said the black helicopters landed and flew them to air bases, and they got on C-130s and were flown out. And reports are they got paid by the U.S. government. Here's your gold. Good job. Look, it's a Senate report. They used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs in the late 90s. That's admitted. Al-Qaeda was funded by Clinton then, too. And when the Serbs fought back, you know what happened. They worked for the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident: radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking to Donnie Attaway, a manager at a local business for 7 years, worked there 12. Great record. He just said, I'm not going to thumb scan. And, of course, the plan is to make you then do it to buy and sell. That's already happening all over the country, and they just fired him. So that is coming up in the next hour. We're about to go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I want to talk about CCTV does not reduce crime. More news on what these antidepressants are doing, increasing suicide and overdosing as well. Unmanned helicopters to be used for surveillance over your cities. Putin loses his smile at her lecture for Bush on democracy. More fake WWF staged theater and much, much more. We're about to go to your calls, Steve, Ralph, and others that are patiently holding. Before I do that, I had said that martial law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, which will be my greatest epic, my greatest film, and I could have made three or four films in the time it's taken me to make this, would be out the 27th. And I worked till 3 a.m. last night. That's how hard I'm working for you. Well, 2:45, I left the editing booth and drove home, got to bed about 3:30. But the point is, that I am busting my rear end to get this out. But I will sell no wine until it's time, as Orson Welles liked to say in those wine commercials. And it will probably be on the web for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let me see. I should finish it by next Tuesday. It should be done. Then I'll have to upload it to the web. So by next Wednesday or Thursday, so just a few days late, I will have it up there for you first for about 2 weeks. And I've decided, because it's so important to get this out now, there could be a terror attack orchestrated by the globalists at any time, and we need to get this film out, that it'll take about a week to get it authored for DVD, and then about 2 weeks to get it manufactured and out to people. So I'm going to immediately, after about a week or two of having it on the web first, as soon as it goes on the web next week, we will then start offering pre-orders for VHS. For those, because, you know, it could be a month till we're offering the DVD. And when you get the DVD, you'll just get a few extra little scenes. And it's so important, I would encourage you to order the VHS of it. Because the VHS, we can instantly next week, get it in, get it mass-produced, get it out to you. And DVD, I mean, it's easy to burn DVDs. We don't burn them. We stamp them. You know, it's industrial the way we do it. It's higher quality. And that takes time. I mean, I've got the menus built for the DVD, and it's just so many different facets of levels of things we've got to do. That's all done. It's ready, but then I have to send it to the people that encode it. Then I have to watch a master of it to make sure they did it right, that it's to my liking, the menus are set up correctly. Then if there's any problems, I have to have that fixed. So next Wednesday, it'll go up on the shopping cart for people that want to order it. And then in about a week, we will start, after that, we'll start shipping it. And then, of course, you'll get it within a week. But 2 weeks before it's available in your mailbox, it'll be at prisonplanet.tv, as promised. And again, this is the preeminent film, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. It's unlike any Patriot truth-seeking film ever made. It is going to shift paradigms. It will take you into the bowels of the New World Order and out again. It is hardcore. It will shatter false paradigms like a sledgehammer being taken to a china cabinet. It's like a bull in a china cabinet. It is the most explosive info weapon, info bomb ever produced. It will just blow giant holes in the lies. It is a devastating munition for you in the fight against the globalist. I mean, this sucker is deadly. It will annihilate. You think Road to Tyranny is powerful, which it is. This film is bone-shattering. I mean, I cannot really think of the terms to amply describe martial law. But you want the big picture. You want the biggest secret. You want to know who the New World Order is, how they carried out 9/11, all the most powerful information, the Illuminati, the Nazi connection. Basically, devil-worshipping Nazis are in control. I mean, that's basically the message of the film. We document it without a shadow of a doubt. It is produced to, like, Discovery Channel level, but with just, folks, there's got to be, no exaggeration, there's got to be 500 photos in it, hundreds of video clips, probably 500 documents and news articles. Just, it's insane. And it's so fast-moving. It is so power-packed. It feels good. I mean, that's why I can be doing this to myself, to really make it, because I could have made four or five films. I was saying two or three, now more like four or five. It would be good videos in the time I've made this. I mean, it's been grueling. And I'm still sweetening it, tightening it up, trying to cut it down, because it's really long. It's still like 2 hours, 40 minutes right now, and I really don't want it to be that long. But it's hard to cut when you're telling this story. But regardless, folks, we need your support from making this film, and people write me every day or call me, oh, I want to donate to you. We don't ask for that. We ask for you to just get my films that I authorize you to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes. When all is said and done, this film is going to cost me about $25,000 to make, which sounds like low budget for, you know, a lot of the films, but for me it's a lot. And so I hope that everybody out there will visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com In Order, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. All of these films are heads above the rest. Unfortunately, I wish people were putting out more powerful films. On average, a lot of Patriot films aren't that powerful. Some are, and I carry those that are powerful. George Humphrey's 9/11, The Great Illusion. Eric Hupschman's 9/11, Painful Deceptions. Other preeminent films and books that I really respect are carried at InfoWars.com. And I hope you will go to the site today and order some of the other great films. And I hope you'll sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. So next Wednesday, Thursday at the latest, when this baby uploads, so you can start your downloads. And it is just so important. It's a toll-free number to call and get my films. Can't order Martial Law yet, but call and get some of the others. They're excellent. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704 to get any of the films. But it'll go up on the web next week. We'll start offering it, you know, to order VHS next week. But again, it'll be a pre-order because we won't start shipping them for a week or so after that. And then so that'll give people about 2 weeks jump on the others that are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. Very quick. Takes about a minute and a half to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or again, write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But, and again, I've got to do a write-up for this film. You know, I've got to build a page on the site about it. And this is just all a little added stuff. I'm target date to be done by Tuesday, so Wednesday I can go do a big write-up for the film, put video stills of it up. Then I want to get your reviews of it as you watch it online. I tell you, it's so rewarding, though, and invigorating. I just thank God I woke up to the New World Order. I thank God I had parents that taught me to be a free thinker and to have an open mind. I thank God that I've got the work ethic and the knowledge to do something like this, and it feels so good. I mean, the endorphins are flowing. It's just such a satisfying thing. I mean, many of you know that feeling. It's just extreme status. It's a natural high. And oh man, feels good. Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Did you just watch the autism clip on NBC yesterday? They're saying that it is in the vaccine.
Well, that's old news, but I mean, okay. What do they tell you? Oh, but don't worry, we've taken it out.
Yeah, well, there was actually two sides. The correspondent stated that the NBC correspondent stated that it wasn't, but the previous doctor mentioned that it was. So, you know, I just wasn't sure if you'd seen that or not.
No, I didn't see it. I mean, I've seen the MO of, well, there are a lot of top major university reports that autism's up over 1,000%. And
well, I have an audio clip if you want to hear it real quick. It's queued up. I don't know if you want to hear it or not.
You know what? You've called before. You're good at this.
Okay.
Most people aren't. Yeah, go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Now, many of the emails we received urged us to talk to this next expert for the opposing viewpoint. Dr. Richard Deith is a professor of pharmacology at Northeastern University.
There's been a great deal of more recent research on autistic kids that makes it clear that there is a relationship or a link between the thimerosal in vaccines and autism. We did some studies to show that thimerosal potently inhibits a process that's important for the detoxification of heavy metals. All vaccines are not safe at this point. The flu vaccine, for example, still carries the usual dosage of ethylmercury or thimerosal, about 25 micrograms. So does the tetanus vaccine. The childhood vaccines are certainly much safer than they used to be, and that's where the debate stands. I'm joining.
Okay, well, there's more to it, but there's an opposing side, too.
Yeah, and I bet they give them more time.
Well, they give them more time, but they say this guy is saying that it's got nothing to do with it. I could play that another time if you want, but I can give you that clip, too. But I just want to let you know, what people need to do, Alex, is start... We were talking about that clip yesterday about the torture. Go to abc.com, and when you get there, go to the far bottom, and there's an email link. Oh, let's send a mass email and let them know what's going on. because I think
you're talking about that L.A. or not L.A. law, Boston law?
Boston legal, yeah. Because here's the thing. The producers, and I mentioned this yesterday about shadow governments. We have shadow script writers that are cowards that don't show their face in public.
You didn't know about the $44 million fund admitted 3 years ago in Hollywood that really pays to have stuff inserted in scripts?
But see, somebody is doing this, but we, like I said before...
No. We actually have the LA Times article. No, it's admitted. They actually do. Again, it's called propaganda placement.
Right.
They actually pay to have stuff inserted in scripts.
Yeah, but you wonder who actually is writing this stuff, because like at the end of the show, they'll
demonic pig goblins.
Yeah, obviously, but see, we never, you know, it's like the people like yourself, you show your face in public and tell your agenda. These people have to hide like cowards, because obviously if people saw what they were up to, they'd be disgusted, you know? But what people need to do is email these people, and I urge every Alex Jones listener out there to go on to ABC.com and let them know that we saw this clip, and then think it's posted on your InfoWars website today about the that clip and stuff.
Which clip are you talking about?
Well, I think your wife had posted it on InfoWars about the Boston legal thing.
She did put a news article up about that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. But anyways, I was just going to say that... one other issue that I don't know if you covered this or not, but last week there was a clip where they have private contractors. There's torture going on to innocent civilians in Iraq, and it's because of a private contracting firm here.
Well, yeah, every rapist and psychopath who'd normally hide out in the woods and grab a woman jogging, literally, they all go sign up now for these private contracts, and they've hired the former Death Squad commandos of Latin America, sent them over to Iraq. It's every sicko,
right?
Every smart psychopath is going to join the team.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd be surprised when you watch the nightly news or you watch any of the three major networks on regular television. You'd be surprised at how much stuff they do let out. I mean, even though that it is.
Well, that's the change. See, what happened is, notice 5 years ago, you wouldn't see any of this. Now they're admitting a lot of it.
I think it's to anesthetize us and make us more conditioned to the fact.
Exactly. They put a spin on it.
Right.
We're just being conditioned. And people ask, why am I allowed to do what I do? I believe they think I'm really doing that. But I say, consciously be aware of that. It won't have that effect on you.
Right.
But thanks for the call. I appreciate it. No. I mean that's, look, it's bigger than that, though. They're losing credibility. They're losing market share. 38 to 45% of people have left television altogether. They're panicking. People aren't believing them anymore because they used to lie so much and just not report so much. I mean, why is NPR having me on, you know, to talk about 9/11? Of course, they're going to edit it, I'm sure, and I can't wait to hear it. But when it airs tomorrow, but they're having to respond to us, and in their panicked articles, they write again attacking myself and Vanity Fair and. American Legion and Popular Mechanics and Washington Post, New York Times. They're taking over. Everyone's listening to them. There's a growing legions of these people. You can hear it, folks. You know, it's like listening to an enemy radio transmission as they're going down. We're under attack. They're all around us. What's going on? There's another one over there. Because there's millions of us scanning everything they're doing, watching what they're doing, tracking what they're doing, catching them in lies, reading all the bills. We're all communicating with each other back and forth. They can't stop us, folks. They cannot stop us. Unless they nuke a major city to go ahead and go into total, complete martial law. And then I think that's going to blow up in their face. Go ahead and talk to Ralph in New York. Thanks for holding, Ralph. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? What's happening?
We're doing a radio transmission.
Hey, Bill. How you doing? This is my first time calling. I'm calling from New York City, actually, you know, where everything happened here. And we just got, basically, we've seen your tapes, actually. It is basically a wake-up call to every individual out there, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and you're a major blessing. We know what you're doing, man. It's amazing.
Well, a lot of folks in New York, I was amazed when I was in New York, hundreds of people ran up and said, Alex, we've seen your videos, we know about the New World Order, and these were New Yorkers, and I'm just one person fighting, so yeah, a lot of folks are waking up.
Because we basically, here, as a black man in America, we know, as majority, we now basically part of the New World Order, you know, they're going to basically, because I live in the ghettos, you know what I'm saying, where basically it's going on every day, and we're passing the videos out. So a lot of the young brothers is going on, and it's a major wake up call because they know that this is about to end anytime soon. I mean, this is my personal prediction by your tapes and your what you're bringing out is basically powerful. It's amazing, very powerful what you're bringing out.
And well, I appreciate your kind words.
It's a major wake-up call. It's a major wake-up call for any individual out there for what's going on. And also, they're bringing out also earlier this year, Louis Farrakhan's bringing out the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March in Washington. And they're bringing that out drastically in throughout the black community to wake up, because they know when the draft comes back and all these legislations bring out, it's about to hit the fan anytime soon. They know what's about to happen, you know, and it's a major wake-up call. You
know, and I'll tell you what the draft is. It's slavery, bottom line.
Well, basically, you know, my opinion is that, you know, the minorities are going to be basically targets before anybody else. Put them on the front lines and I predict this will be major civil unrest out of the soon. That's my prediction.
They know that. That's why they're gearing up to suppress it. Anything else, Ralph?
Thanks, Alex. Basically, you are a major wake-up call to everyone out here.
God bless you, my friend. I salute you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I'll have no place to stay. Going down now, going down. New World Order's going down. The dam's already broken. The truth is out. The more you try to contain it, the more explosive force you give it, New World Order. Some of us know that this life is short, and what counts is what we stand up for, how we help people. Some of us aren't a bunch of ingrate, inbred, degenerate New World Order trash. Some of us will stand up for life, and we will put our lives, our treasure, everything on the line.
And that's what God commands we do. DJ in Illinois, you're on the air globally. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to hear you. One question and a couple of statements. Question, your program earlier this week with that gentleman from Canada about the building designs, the occultic roots, as well as all of the hidden rooms, etc. Is there any possibility you guys are going to rebroadcast that? I missed part of it, and I wanted to...
Well, strangely enough, it was supposed to rebroadcast, and it didn't because of some refeed computer foible, played something else. But we've had a lot of requests to re-air that, and who knows, if I take off any in the next few weeks, that'll definitely be a broadcast we'll re-air. But at the same time, I mean, I might take one day off for spring break or something just to spend time with the family, and I'll try to remember to re-air that. But for those that just joined us, this is mainstream news in Canada. The rooms are 666 and all these weird inscriptions to these pagan gods, and most of these government buildings are built like that.
I didn't catch it all, but there's a... I mean, that's the very thing that I would hand to people who are still blinded, who believe that they're born-again Christians.
Well, you can give them the Globe and Mail, Toronto Star, CBC.
Oh, really?
You can go give them, yeah, you can go give them mainstream news articles.
Oh, cool. Another thing... we've been giving out, I have been giving out just a little sheet with a whole bunch. It's got like 60-plus websites on it, and yours amongst them, especially to people who are draft age, because they have the right to know what's about to blindside them. I mean, they have the right. Everybody does, but they have the right.
And the military says they're going to have total implosion in Iraq if they're not able to get more troops. They don't have more troops. The globalists want to invade Iran. They're talking about the attack starting in June. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's what's being said by serious sources in mainstream news.
I wish my kids had had sources of accurate information before they met up with recruiters. They wouldn't be in it.
Have children over there?
Yes.
What do they tell you?
I cannot discuss that.
Really? They told you you can't discuss it?
No, I won't.
Well, what, are your children in classified stuff?
I actually called our wonderful congressman, who is on one of the Armed Services Committees, and the senator, Mr. Durbin, who is also, and complained about the fact that an email picture... which showed nothing more than a flat horizon, but also showed that one of the vehicle that the guards stood on for a convoy, was the dark forest green camouflage. And here you have soldiers against the desert on that dark green camo with desert camo uniforms. You know, it's like they painted targets on our kids.
Are your children in, I mean, do they think things are going well over there?
They really skirt the issue. And the one, I lost contact with the one very shortly after I complained about that picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Lost contact with one of your darlings. All right. Well, I couldn't imagine that. Would never want to be in that position. All right. We'll be back with the second hour of transmission. Stay with us.
Berkey Water.